Hello, Stuart and Jodie here at Carey Baptist Church in Malton. It's good to engage with you this week as we gather to worship together. Let us commend this time to God in prayer. Let us pray. Father, as we listen online, we offer you our attention and our worship. We pray that you would speak to us through your word, that you would minister to us through this act of worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Jodie's going to come to read us our scripture reading, which is Psalm 126. Psalm 126.
When the Lord restored the fortunes of Zion, we were like those who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, "The Lord has done great things for them." The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them.
Thank you, Jodie. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this reading of a psalm written a long time ago. We pray that it will speak into our contemporary situation and circumstances, that you would send your Holy Spirit to make it become a living word for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This psalm speaks of Israel's return from exile and the joy they experienced. We have not yet fully returned from the exile imposed upon us by COVID, but we need to be reminded that a future of joy awaits us. When the exiles were brought home, they thought they were dreaming, and their mouths were filled with laughter, and their tongues with songs of joy, as it says in the first couple of verses. We might not feel full of laughter and joy at the moment, but our ultimate destiny in God's presence in his new creation is one of laughter and joy and rejoicing. So we should start practicing now for that future reality, even in the difficult circumstances we find ourselves in. We can find moments of laughter over meals with family and friends, and joy in things big and small. The beauty of creation in your back garden, a goal or try by your favourite football or rugby team. All these events and experiences bring us glimpses of joy. We need to recognise and treasure these gifts of laughter and joy given to us by God in the ordinary daily details of our lives. We need laughter. It is good therapy. It does good to our soul. A good belly laugh does the world of good. I was reading an interview with the comedian Omid. I can't remember his second name, but Jalali, Omid Jalali. And he was talking about how a good belly laugh equivalents a yoga session. Now, that's good in my book, because I always find yoga quite difficult, trying to get your body into balancing in different ways. So laughing from the belly uncontrollably does good to your body and to your soul, I would think, in some situations. So who or what makes you laugh? because these too are from God. And as long as it's not cruel laughter, there is laughter which is cruel when you're laughing at people, making fun of people. And that's a fine line in comedy sometimes. But good, wholehearted, joyful laughter is a gift from God. In verse 3, the exiles say, "The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy." The Lord has done great things for us too, but we often forget. We forget the gifts of life, of shelter, of food, of health and healthcare, of family and friends. But most of all, the gift of our salvation in Jesus and all that he has done for us through his cross and resurrection. How often do we take that for granted or even forget all about it? In verse 4, the psalmist says, "Restore our fortunes, Lord, like streams in the Negev." Restore our fortunes. We wish we could go back to pre-COVID times and things were like what they were before, but that is impossible. But we can pray like the psalmist to restore our fortunes, to send streams of living water to renew and to revive us. That image there, the streams coming to renew the desert and the lands that needed fresh life. We also need renewing and refreshing by God's Holy Spirit. Many of us feel weary and worn out due to the pandemic and circumstances we find ourselves in, and we need to be restored and renewed, sending streams of God's life into us to help us to become more joyful and more hopeful. The last two verses, verses 5 and 6, where it talks about they sow with tears, those who sow with tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seeds to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with them. We have been sowing in tears, grief and loss of family and friends who have died in the last 18 months. And even if they haven't died directly from COVID, we weren't able to mourn them in the way we would have liked with limited funerals, etc. On Monday, I went to Julie's mum, a member, Betty, who's Julie's a member of our congregation. I went to her mum's funeral and I found it uplifting and encouraging and more like how funerals used to be. We're not there yet, but we're getting there. And it was good to be able to gather with people and to remember and to celebrate her life with hope. We feel sad at times, missing people and how things used to be. But God promises us that while we work for him, even with tears, that work will bear fruit. We will reap one day with songs of joy. And we have that future hope to sustain us, even though things are hard at times and we're weeping, that there is a future of joy. And God promises us that our work, our sowing, will not be in vain. We may not literally be crying all the time or shedding tears in front of people, but we may be crying on the inside, as the song puts it. But we still have seed to sow, work to do, seeds of God's love, God's word, his good news into people's lives. We may not see the fruits of our labours. Unlike the farmers at this harvest season who see the bales of hay in their fields and in their barns. We may have to wait a long time before returning with songs of joy, carrying the sheaves. It's like bringing in the sheaves, bringing in the sheaves. We will go rejoicing, bringing in the sheaves. No, I'm not going to sing that. Well, I've already sung it, but you know what I mean. Sometimes we will not, or we will wait a long time. And we may even be living in times when the ground is very stony and doesn't bear much fruit at all. And in those circumstances, we must water the ground with our tears. Tears of frustration at times, but tears of love. God weeps over us as Jesus wept over Jerusalem. He wants to draw us under his wings, draw us to himself like a mother hen, but often we are not willing. God weeps when we or our family or friends or neighbors ignore him or turn their backs on him, especially in our secular society in the UK, where a lot of people don't have time for God. That must make God weep as his creatures turn their backs upon him. But God, unlike us, can also see the coming harvest of joy when his purposes will come to fulfillment and fruition, when his harvest will be complete. And we can share in that joy. And one day we will share fully in that joy in his presence for all eternity. And that hope of future joy can sustain us in the midst of our tears and sorrow in the present. Amen. Let us pray. Forgive us, Lord, when we forget you, when we forget that all that you have done for us. Forgive us when we turn from you. And even in the midst of our sorrow and our weeping and our difficult circumstances and the grief that we feel, help us to have in our hearts that hope of future joy. And help us to anticipate that even now in the gifts of joy and laughter that you give us day by day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's pray also for the concerns of our church and the wider world at this time. Let us pray. Father, we pray for our church meeting as we gather as a congregation on Tuesday for the first time for a while, face to face at a church meeting. We pray that you would draw people and members of the congregation together, that you would lead us and guide us in the decisions and the discussions that we have together. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for the different ministries that we have within our church family. We pray for the toddling work, working with young children and babies and parents and carers. We pray for that as that begins to be built up. And people have got out of the habit of gathering together or perhaps still reluctant to gather. We pray that you would build up that work and draw in new people, new children and new families, where they can receive support, encouragement and help. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we give you thanks for the work of the brigades, the boys' brigade and the girls' brigade, as they gather week by week. We thank you for the leaders and the helpers. We pray you'll bless them and sustain them. We thank you for the contact and the relationships that we have with these boys and girls, that they would have fun, they would be kept safe and learn more of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for our congregation, but we pray for all congregations. within the UK and further afield, where less people are coming back to church, people have got out the habit of gathering, or perhaps still don't feel ready for health or mental health reasons. We pray that you would draw them back when the time is right, and that you would encourage your people. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And in a moment's quiet, we bring our own needs and concerns to the Lord. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we pray for some of the issues in our society at the moment with the ending of the extra top-up for universal credit, with the worries and concerns about gas price rises and general cost of living, especially for those who are poorer or more vulnerable at this time. And we pray for government as they respond to that. And we pray that you will be with them and supply the needs that they have at this time. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the possibility of future peace talks between South and North Korea. And we pray that that would come to fruition. We know there's been false dawns in recent years, but we pray for persistence in working for a negotiated and political solution to the conflict between North and South Korea. And we pray for peace in that area. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we continue to pray for the whole situation of refugees throughout the world. On the news this week, we see of Haitian refugees who have left their homes and traveling throughout Latin America towards America, USA, and being treated quite brutally in many ways. We pray for them as they flee from devastation of the earthquake and the chaos of their own society. We pray for others who are seeking to build new lives for themselves, and how different governments and agencies can respond to them in these times. Help us ourselves that our hearts do not grow cold or cynical towards those fleeing from poverty and war. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we thank you that here in the UK they're rolling out the booster jabs for the over 50s, and we thank you for that and the technology involved, and we thank you for our health service. And we pray your blessing on that work. But we're also aware, in the time when some of us are getting our third jab, that many people throughout the world have yet to receive their first one. And we pray for a rounded approach to that, especially globally, in the production of vaccines at the right level. And we pray that everyone will get vaccinated as soon as possible, and we wouldn't be complacent at the low levels of vaccination in many of the poorer countries of the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Father, we pray for the upcoming COP26 conference in Glasgow to do with climate change. And we've seen Boris Johnson on the news trying to challenge and encourage other countries to play their part. And we thank you for that. But we pray also as a UK country that we would walk the talk, and that we would meet the targets that we have set for ourselves, and thus be a good example to others in the way to go facing this momentous challenge which faces every one of us here on the planet. Lord, we offer all these prayers And we pray together the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. So thank you for joining with us, and I'll close with a blessing. May God, who is the ground of hope, fill you with all joy and peace as you lead the life of faith, until by the power of the Holy Spirit you overflow with hope. And the blessing of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. So thank you for joining with us. Go well, and God bless.